Hello, this is Michael Ray. Welcome to the Redstone Science Fiction Story Podcast. This is number 3. Today we're going to present you elevator episodes in 7 genres, written by Ahmed A. Khan. Ahmed's a Canadian writer, primarily of speculative fiction. His works have appeared in several magazines, including Interzone, Strange Horizons, Another Realm, and others. His collection of short stories, Sparks, is available from Golden Acorn Press and Amazon. The story will be read for you by Amanda Fitzwater. She's an author and voice artist from Christchurch, New Zealand. She's been published in M-Brain SF and in the New Zealand Earthquake Anthology, Tales for Canterbury. Amanda blogs at pickledthink.blogspot.com. We think you'll really enjoy this story. Give it a listen.
Elevator Episodes in 7 Genres by Ahmed A. Khan. Science Fiction. What is the strongest material known to science? The science teacher asked her fourth graders. John raised his hand.
The stuff that is used to make the cables for the space elevator.
Correct. Can you tell me what it's called? Okay, I will tell you this one time. The space elevator cables are made of carbon nanotubes. Fantasy.
My father says it's made of unicorn hairs, Chris said.
Humor.
I don't like this space elevator, mumbled Asha.
Well, you are always free to take the stairs, the teacher said. Mystery. After class, the teacher, her name was Daniela, went home to pack. She was leaving today on a vacation trip to the moon via the elevator. Wish Jim and I had not separated, she thought, for the 1,000th time of her ex-husband. He would have enjoyed the trip. She was remembering their first trip. What better place than the moon for a honeymoon, Jim had said. At that time, the space elevator didn't launch directly from Earth as it did now. One had to take a shuttle to the space station and catch the elevator from there. It had been fun all the way. The present trip was her attempt at, what, catching elusive moments of happiness? Self-inflicted pain? Guilt trip? Exorcism? It was an impulsive decision, and irrespective of her motivation, she was sticking by it. She locked her apartment and stepped out of the building, her scanty luggage strapped to her back. It was a cold and windy day. She thrust her hands in the pockets of her coat, turned left on the street, and made her way to the intersection. As she walked, she had an uneasy feeling that she was being followed. She quickly turned her head and saw a man dressed in a long blue overcoat, face muffled in a scarf, duck behind a store entrance. Suddenly afraid, she walked faster, reached the intersection, and hailed a cab. "Elevator terminal," she said, as she quickly clambered into the cab. The driver nodded, started the meter, and the cab started moving. She turned back to see the man in blue hail a cab, too. Who was he, and why was he following her? Should she call the police? But what's the use? It would only delay her and may even make her miss her elevator. She would be at the terminal in a few minutes, and after that would be out of this city, out of this world, for 2 weeks. Soon, Daniela was in the space elevator, waiting for it to start its long journey. She was strapped down in her bucket seat. Another bucket seat lay vacant beside her. She looked at her watch. The elevator should be leaving in about 10 minutes. She felt an excitement building up within her, a sense of adventure she had not felt since she was 18, 10 years ago. For the moment, she was alone in the elevator, but she knew that one more passenger would be joining her soon. The elevator carried 2, and only 2, passengers on each of its trips. I hope I have an interesting companion, she thought. Just then, the door of the elevator slid open, and her fellow traveller entered. It was the man in blue.
"You!"
Daniela shrieked when she saw his face. Jim smiled his characteristically impish smile as he strapped himself into the seat beside her. The elevator started with a jolt, and the increasing acceleration pressed them into their seats. Mysticism and spirituality. I had to get you alone for a few days so that we could sort out our problems without the outside world intruding on us, Jim explained later. It had been an hour since the elevator had left its anchor pad on Earth. The acceleration had eased off, and they were nearing zero G. I think it was fate. God wanted us to get together again. A month ago, I was about to enter the travel agency downtown in order to explore some vacation options, when I saw you coming out the door. You were as lovely as ever. You seemed preoccupied and didn't see me. The travel agent was a friend, so when I asked him about you, he told me you were leaving for the moon. As soon as I heard this, my vacation plans were made. I booked the same elevator for myself, and here I am. But why were you following me today? Oh, you know me. I like playing tricks. Just wanted to scare you a bit, I think. Horror. The space elevator gave a lurch and stopped. Both of them looked up at the view screen. It just showed the blackness of space, interspersed with pinpoints of starlight. The communicator came alive. "We are sorry to report that there's been a malfunction in the elevator. Please do not panic. Rescue is on its way." Sex. Romance. Daniela looked at Jim, and Jim looked back at her. Suddenly, as if by tacit agreement, she and Jim undid the straps on their chairs and were in each other's arms, kissing and being kissed passionately. The communicator sputtered again. "Are you okay? Please respond. Rescue shuttle is being sent out." The control tower must have been surprised to hear two voices, a male and a female, say simultaneously, "Don't bother." And after a pause, the male voice added, "At least not for a couple of hours." Mainstream. "My teacher is going to the moon on the space elevator," John informed his parents at supper.
"There ain't no such thing as a space elevator," growled his father. "It's all a hoax."
Simply an outstanding job there. Great story by Ahmed A. Khan, and the reading by Amanda Fitzwater was also excellent. We really appreciate you listening in to Redstone Science Fiction Story Podcast. Please contact us at our website or at our Facebook page and let us know what you think and let us know what we can do to improve. Thanks a lot for listening, and we'll be back with you next time.